Welcome into our first weekly locker room chat, talking Houlton Wildcat football with head coach Brooks Parda. The Wildcats coming off an 11-2 season, reaching the state championship game again last year, but certainly graduated a great senior class. So like any year, I guess, coach, always some holes to fill and new guys that have to step up. But just kind of overall, looking back at the summer and some of the preseason practices here this year, tell me about the team and how you feel like they're coming together.
Well, we had a real core of guys that did a nice job, staying in shape and working out this summer. And I thought we had a really good summer camp and a nice scrimmage this summer. And our offensive line is going to have to carry us a little bit, but I really like the work that our backfield is putting in. I think they're making a lot of progress. It's just hard to simulate game speed. And certainly I'm worried about execution and ball security and those things and showing some consistency there.
Overall numbers are down a little bit this year as well from what they've been in the previous seasons. Obviously, everybody would like to have every coach out, have more kids out for football. But how does that, I guess, limit just opportunities and reps and making yourself stronger in practices every day?
Yeah, we're just not as deep in practice as we've been. And, maybe on special teams in some of those places, we have to ask our freshmen to do a lot more. There's been a lot of years where our freshmen maybe were off to the side while the sophomores took care of some of the scout team stuff. So you got to kind of reorganize and do things a little differently here and there. But, I like the attitude of the team, and I like the leadership, and they're really in it together. And I'm excited about where we can be in several weeks.
You mentioned the offensive line being a strength and certainly quite a bit of experience there returning for you. So is that, I guess, what you kind of lean on here with the rushing attack and hope that you can have an advantage in these first few games in the trenches?
Yeah, I probably don't see us being as big of a big play team. We're probably not as quick and fast in the backfield, but I think these guys will develop into guys that suit us. And I think on both sides of the line of scrimmage, our offensive and defensive line are big, physical, tough kids that run around well. And I think they're going to be a tough matchup for everybody we play.
So let's talk about the skill guys. I mean, you really don't have anybody back with hardly any varsity touches or significant carries. Are you happy with the way that some guys have tried to step into those roles and fill those voids at the skill positions? And how's that kind of coming together?
Well, Eli Hallauer's a really shifty quarterback. He's kind of a little guy, hard to find, and he's done a good job running our offense. And, then we probably have four or five guys that we've used in the backfield and may only have two or three for this game. But, they just continue to develop. It takes reps. It takes seeing what it looks like running through the smoke a little bit. And, I'm just happy that we continue to make progress. Coach Purcell's always searching for ways to make them better and do things that they don't normally do.
You mentioned Coach Purcell leads me into a question about the defense, which has always been very good. Again, last year, allowing less than 16 points per game. Again, you have some strength up front, but how about the defense and where you feel like that maybe is heading in here to week number one?
Yeah, we ask a lot mentally for our kids and to be in good position, and that's going to be a challenge for us for a while, to be lined up correctly and in the right spot and give themselves good leverage. And their effort's going to be good, and their attitude's going to be good. We're probably not quite as fast as we've been, so playing in the open field's a little bit concern for us early in the year. And hopefully, at least in the passing game, our front four can put some pressure on the quarterback and make it a little easier for them.
Speaking of passing game, Houlton will face Nemaha Central here, of course, in week number one to start the season. We'll come back, preview that matchup with Coach Parda right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Parda, talking Houlton football. And week one's been pretty fun the last few years, Coach. Maybe not as fun for a coach when you have games that go down to the wire, it seems like, every single year. But again, it's Nemaha who's coming off an undefeated state title. So do you like having this kind of a big marquee-type matchup and getting tested right off the bat here again this year?
Well, I think there's definitely some good things. It's a good time to play us because it takes us a while to put things together, I think, and get all the quirks worked in and out. And so it definitely makes us better. They force us to get better, and I'm sure they feel the same way. I think, this year with both teams, with a lot of new skill guys, probably turnovers and mistakes are going to be a big part of this game.
You have on the road this year, you have the heat that's expected to play a little bit of a factor, but that's something you've obviously had to battle from the last couple of weeks of practice here leading up to this first game. So is that something that you have to prepare for, I guess, or is that something that's been a struggle to kind of just have to work around some of the heat here this year?
Well, conditioning is always an issue, but I think it was a lot harder this year because we literally weren't outside in it. We were inside the gym for a week and didn't spend a whole lot of time outside. So, you know, we could really tell this week when we got outside full time that we were struggling, you know, just to be on the grass and have to run around a little more. And so I know it's going to be an issue for us on Friday night, and we're not as deep a team as we've been. So, you know, we're going to have to show a little mental toughness to try to finish this game.
As far as goals, I know they really don't change for Holton and what you hope to build a team to be able to accomplish each year. But do you feel like this team maybe has a little chip on its shoulder? You feel like maybe this Holton team is already being overlooked a little bit and maybe they have the potential to do more? What are kind of your thoughts just on this season looking long-term in general?
Well, I think this summer in camp they built a lot of confidence, and I think that confidence has continued to grow, and I think all the pieces are there. We just have to stay healthy, and we have to continue to improve. And I think, you know, if you look at it, Class 3A, we certainly are a contender to be back in the title game. So a lot of things are going to have to go right, but that, everybody can say that.
You bet. Well, we look forward to the season and week one at Nemaha Central on Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time. Look forward to chatting each week.
All right. Thank you.
The Holton Locker Room Chats each week are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by the Farmers State Bank in Holton, and by Community Healthcare System.